One of the highlights of my year each year is to stand at the entrance to the Hart Auditorium as you file through. It's fun to look into your faces and see the joy in your eyes, and we rejoice with you in the accomplishment of your graduation. Let me begin this morning by providing a few details about this graduating class. A total of 2,907 students are receiving diplomas today. 1,823 of them are females, and 1,084 are males. Our oldest graduate is 66 years old. Brother Paul Levon Williams, would you please stand? Brother Williams earned his degree in landscape horticulture management. Our youngest graduate, Sarah Leah Hinson, is 18 years old today. She is not with us as she completed her graduation requirements last December and has moved on to other endeavors. 1,019 of our graduates have served full-time missions. Today, a grand total of 3,077 degrees will be awarded, with 152 students earning 2 degrees and 9 students earning 3 degrees. Now, you graduates today are in a most significant and historic event, the final commencement at Rooks College. Today, in this auditorium, we stand at a precise point of intersection between the past and the future. Rooks College has a remarkable history and legacy, and the future of Brigham Young University, Idaho, is bright with promise and opportunity. As I have looked forward and prepared for this commencement ceremony, I have thought a great deal about Thomas E. Ricks. I have wondered what he thinks and how he feels about the events that have been taking place on this campus during the last year. I personally believe he is pleased with the growth and development of what he knew as the Bannock Stake Academy in 1888 into what will soon be known as Brigham Young University, Idaho. Now, brothers and sisters, we intentionally have not planned a final and last celebration of Rooks College, because the hallmark characteristics of Rooks College will be preserved, carried forward, and enhanced as a part of Brigham Young University, Idaho. Let me provide just a few examples of what I mean by this. The phrase, "the spirit of Rooks," will continue to be used to describe the supportive, caring, and spiritual atmosphere of this institution. That important phrase, and all it represents to thousands of students and alumni, will be an integral part of our vocabulary at Brigham Young University, Idaho. Indeed, we will continue to have and refer to the spirit of Rooks at BYU, Idaho. Now, as you probably are aware, on the campus at the present time, 2 buildings are under construction. Ground was broken 2 weeks ago for the new multi-use building, and the site preparation work is underway for the replacement of the Sporey building. Approval also has been given by the Board of Trustees for the college to construct a 3rd new building that will meet the expanded academic needs of our campus. Program requirements for this new building will be defined during the remainder of this year, with the architectural design of the building moving forward during 2002. It is anticipated that construction will begin in the spring of 2003, with the building being ready for occupancy early in 2005. The Board of Trustees has approved the general area southeast of the Demonstration Gardens as the location for this building. The precise location is yet to be determined. I've been authorized by the Board of Trustees to announce that the new academic building and the nearby Demonstration Gardens will be named the Thomas E. Ricks Building and Gardens. It is most appropriate that this new academic building and the beautiful garden area bear the name of Thomas E. Ricks as a lasting tribute to his valiant and pioneering educational efforts. This new academic building, the multi-use building, and the Taylor and Kimball buildings will surround the demonstration gardens and create a beautiful new quad area on our campus. Now, in addition, we are also working to create appropriate theatrical and musical remembrances of Thomas E. Ricks and the spirit of Ricks. Thus, in many ways and on multiple occasions, we will remember the legacy of Thomas E. Ricks and the history and spirit of Ricks College. May I simply note that you graduates this morning have participated in a bit of history as these announcements have been made. I now want to briefly share with you one principle of spiritual and individual protection. This principle was vividly illustrated by President Spencer W. Kimball in a general conference address in 1978. I will quote extensively from an illustration he provided in that address. Quote, "In 1946, I visited Hawaii shortly after a huge tidal wave where walls of water some 40 feet high struck Hilo and the coast, and I saw the devastation that resulted. Homes had been overturned and shredded, crushed into splinters like toothpicks. Fences and gardens were obliterated. Bridges and roads were washed away. Bathtubs, refrigerators, mangled autos lay strewn all about the streets. Where one of our little chapels had stood, nothing remained but the foundation. More than 100 people lost their lives. As many more were injured, thousands were left homeless. I heard many stories while there of suffering, of heroism, and of salvation. One woman told how she received a telephone message from friends to get out and to leave, that a tidal wave was coming. She looked out to sea and saw the monstrous wave approaching like a mountain. She and her husband picked up the baby and ran for their lives up a nearby hill. However, two of their little girls were away from home, playing near a clump of trees. They saw the wave coming, ran into the trees, and held tightly with their arms around the tree trunks. The first gigantic wave washed entirely over them, but they held their breath and clung with all their might until the water receded and their heads were again above the water. When the wave receded, they quickly ran up the hill before the succeeding waves came. Together, the family watched from the safety of the hill as their home below disappeared under the pounding of the waves. We too, said President Kimball, are faced with powerful destructive forces unleashed by the adversary. Waves of sin, immorality, and dishonesty threaten all of us. They come with great power and speed and can destroy us if we are not watchful. But a warning is sounded for us. It behooves us to be alert and to listen and flee from evil. We must flee to high ground or cling fast to that which can keep us from being swept away. That to which we must cling for safety is the gospel of Jesus Christ. As an inspired Book of Mormon prophet counseled his people, remember that it is upon the rock of our Redeemer, who is Christ, the Son of God, that ye must build your foundation. That when the devil shall send forth his mighty winds, yea, his shafts in the whirlwind, yea, when all his hail and his mighty storm shall beat upon you, it shall have no power over you to drag you down to the gulf of misery and endless woe. Close quote. Brothers and sisters, the single principle of individual and spiritual protection I would emphasize as you leave Ricks College is this: we must flee to and remain on high ground and cling fast to that which can keep us from being swept away. As we seek for and respond to the promptings of the Holy Ghost, as we fortify our homes and make them places of worship and of spiritual refuge, as we remember and honor our covenants, as we hearken to the teachings of living prophets and diligently study the doctrine of Christ in the standard works, and as we pray individually and as families with sincere hearts and with real intent. Indeed, we will be on high ground, clinging to that which can keep us from being swept away. I testify that protecting power flows from obedience to this principle. Now, I want to conclude on a personal note, and I make no apology for my emotion. Sister Bednar and I love you. We have so much enjoyed visiting your apartments when you didn't know we were coming, participating with you in home evenings and eating ice cream together, talking about your challenges and opportunities, and simply becoming better acquainted. We will miss you, and we would love to hear from you as you go forward. Please be sure to let us know about the things that are happening in your lives. As our sons have left our home for college and to serve missions, Sister Bednar and I have shared with them the following counsel. 1, remember that you represent the Savior. 2, remember that you represent your family. 3, remember that you represent the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. And now, as you are leaving Ricks College, may I add one more item to the list. 4, remember that you represent Ricks College. The greatest of all gifts is the gift of the Holy Ghost and the opportunity, if we are worthy, to have the constant companionship of the third member of the Godhead. I pray that your experience at Ricks College has helped you to appreciate and yearn for that supernal gift. And as you receive and recognize the influence of the Holy Ghost in your lives, indeed you will be directed for good in all that you strive to do in righteousness. I testify that God lives. I know and I witness that Jesus is the Christ. And I know that there are on the earth today apostles and prophets properly authorized to speak in the name of the Lord. I so testify and express my love to you in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.